So today we went to the dump, and thanks to Tonya falling into a dumpy swamp, we got some very deep samples of filth, which we're going to analyze. Sham took five samples, I think, in different areas of the bog. Then we decided to find where there was closest water, so we came downhill 1 kilometer from the dump. We're actually just on the other side of the airport here. And we found out that there's a well that is 225 feet, 65 meters deep. And the good man helped us take water samples so we can see if there's any heavy metals, any mercury, and any poochies because of the dump in the water. My name is Renu, and my interest in this is that I happen to be living in Four Corners next to the dump. And I'm part of an ad hoc group that decided to do something about it. Previously, there were other groups that had spontaneously gathered to do something about it. Court hearing in India that had asked each fertilizer agency in India that was selling one bag of fertilizer to also send 2 bags of organic manure with it, with the hopes that would force these wealthy, they're trying to get private companies to help in the public sector, I guess. So these companies started trying to bio-mine these places. Of course, the problem, what I was just saying, is that the main problem is that people don't segregate at the source in India. So you see, all of this trash is brought in the hole, and all of this energy is expended in separating the soil from the plastic and the cloth. And who's talking about the smaller particles of plastic and the other various needles and whatnot, hazardous waste that's all going in? They say they get the manure tested and et cetera, and they have some norms to go by. And we thought, well, it's better than nothing, because what was happening was nothing. So this happened, as you can see, it hasn't been, you know, it's been abandoned.
Yeah.
So you can see that it hasn't been that lucrative to them. And I think, like a lot of things in India, you know, maybe they joined us more to say we did some green blah, blah, blah. They don't really care about the results. They don't actually really care about what they're doing. What they want is a kind of accreditation to show that, look, here's a very good slurry. We shouldn't go for no further. But it's lovely for me to see this place, Tonio. Because, like, you know, this was just burning, smoking shit for years and years and years. And now they haven't been burning for 8 months, and it's already green, grass is growing over. I mean, just actually, to me, compared to what this looked like, this is like life has started again here.
Yes. So, well, what is our main purpose here today? What are we going to check?
Our main purpose here today is that we've been fighting this Pondicherry dump site because it was burning and burning and burning for years and years and years. And we live very close by, and we were getting more and more, and it was becoming more and more obvious that we could feel the symptoms, burning, nausea, etc., etc. And the whole, you know, smell of Oroville was being replaced by the constant smell of burning plastic. It was just horrible. It's a hazard. It's bad for everybody around us. And as being more educated about what these hazards are, it's for us to do something about it. And in fact, what's really, really, for me, reassuring is that people in the village, you know, the educated young people in the village, Satya Sila and all of these people working in the botanical gardens, people are part of educational programs, are young 25-year-old people that are...
So the chemical test that we're gonna, that you guys are gonna do, what will that show us?
What it involves is finding out how much leachate of this unsegregated waste is actually in here, because what we are trying to establish is not, like, we are asking them not only not to dump because this place is saturated. We're saying that you're poisoning the water table below. Pondicherry is having a trouble. There's just too much waste. Basically, India has too much waste. And it's one of those things that they've tried to centralize, which is actually a bad idea. One shouldn't centralize it. It should be done in the smaller neighborhoods. There should be, you know, one of those things that shouldn't be centralized. Okay, here you take my chappals. It has good high heel. And I think this is the best slurry, because here you have water sitting and mud right over the dump. I'm really amazed, you know, to see this. This is grass and green again. Like, I can't believe it.
Do you know what kind of chemicals it's going to test for?
Yeah, we have a list of chemicals that we want to test for.
Yeah.
And the parameters for our chemical test, this is actually what we're trying to collect, is leachate. Is actually given by the Supreme Court of India. So that is the law of having standards of the dump. And I guess somebody must have explained this. We want this as evidence in court in our case against Pondi government. just to see whether the stump is being properly maintained. We are maintaining that it's not being properly maintained.
Okay.
So that's what we're doing here.
And just for the people that don't know what leachate is, what is that?
Leachate is actually the slurry that comes out after, let's say, it rains. Then the rain seeps through all this unsegregated waste that you see dumped around for miles here.
Yeah.
So leachate is the water that, rainwater which seeps through all this waste and as you see here becomes a slurry.
Yeah.
That's called leachate. There's probably a definition somewhere which I could send to you if you like.
No, I think that's fine.
Yeah.
And what is the main chemical components that we are afraid of that is dangerous?
Oh, I forget the list actually. I haven't been looking closely into it. I'm not so much interested in the science and lab aspect of it, but things uh-huh. like arsenic, cadmium, for some reason we're not testing for cyanide, even if that is one of the metals that they want to be tested, because we don't think we'll find cyanide.
Okay.
But what we're looking at here is we know that in this unsegregated dump site, there is medical waste and there is electronic waste. So that's dangerous heavy metals we're talking about. So
yeah.
These are the things we're testing for.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
personally, this is my first time collecting samples of like this from a dump site. And personally, somehow, I thought leachate would be more watery, not the slurry that Sham is digging up, Sham, the lab technician, is digging up.
Yeah, well, I think it's only the top that's hard. I think the rest underneath is all water. Huh? Look at that.
Yeah. So I'm just going to check with him how he can collect water.
Okay.
Sham, is this from three places or two?
Four.
Four you collected? So when you collect samples from a huge dump like this, the best thing to do is to collect samples from various places and mix it up nicely. That's what our lab technician Igor from the Orville Environmental Monitoring Service had told us.
Yeah.
And then you have a better sample representatives, because you essentially collected samples from different spots and then you do it. Personally, actually, I'm not fully convinced that how scientific is what we're doing. It is our best effort, given our voluntary nature of organization. But essentially, after the mishap where the filming guy, Antonio, just went knee-deep into this dangerous slurry,
yes.
I personally don't want to risk anyone's health by collecting samples, because this is actually the job of Pondicherry government to be doing regular tests on the soil and water at the dump site and to convince people, the public, that it's safe. Because the government is not doing its job, we are risking our health here.
And in which lab will this be tested?
This is the Orville Environmental Monitoring Services.
Okay.
Run by Igor. And Sham works for Igor. So that's how he's here.
Okay, so now we still have to get like a water quality sample,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that is what we would. And we wanted to, the third thing we can test for is drinking water. We need, but we haven't found a representative well, which should be within 50 meters of the dump site. The well that we wanted to test is apparently not operational anymore.
Yeah.
So for the moment, we're cancelling the.
Maybe, yeah. Or maybe we can just have a look where the well is and see what's going on.
Yeah. Airport is here. So this is on the other side of the airport. So maybe 1 kilometer, 1,000, 1 kilometer, irka. Nara. Number karodi kupam dampanga. 1 kilometer.
1 kilometer as the crow flies.
65, yeah. Thank you.
So what we're doing now is we're collecting a drinking water sample.
We'll just see.
And I think ideally we should collect if there was a well within 50 meters, but this seems to be a bit further, 1 kilometer, but that's good enough. So we're just letting it, Renu says that just let it run through a bit and then take the... But they have secured the pipe with wires, so they don't want us to pull the pipe out.
Okay.
So it's not the purest sample, but it's the best sample we can get. And also what a strategy is here is that we do our tests the best we can, but it's for the government to prove that the tests, that they do it more scientifically and to prove that the soil and water is safe for public health. We are saying it's not safe.
So we're just taking a preliminary test, and if we find something, then the government will do an official investigation.
Yeah, this is just can only serve as preliminary samples.
Yeah.
No, it's just checking. We're taking about over 2 liters of water. Yeah, sorry, Sean?
Yeah.
I was wondering why the water was not the first sample that he collected. I can hold it. The first sample he collected was in a sterile bottle, and then he pulled out to ordinary drinking water, which, as you can see, has got previous existing water. So yeah, what Sham explained was that this water he will test for biological pathogens, microbiological pathogens, so he needs it sterile. That he's going to test for chemical residues, heavy metals and stuff like that. And for that, you don't need the bottle to be sterile, but just washing the water out.
Yeah.
And then it's because of the it's with the micro bacteria and all. You just need to make it super sterile, otherwise the bacteria could have already been in the drinking water. If there's stagnant water, they already sit there.
Chemical tests in the sterile bottle, because what we mainly want to be concerned about is heavy metals, am I correct?
No, Shyam is explaining for biological pathogens, you need the sterile bottle.
Okay, so we do the sterile bottle, and then this is for the chemicals.
Chemicals. And we washed it. All right, let's go. End of adventure. Thank you, everybody.
Well done.
Thank you.
Nandri, ma. All bye.
Right.
Rama Nandri.
All right. Thank you.
Honestly, this whole exercise wouldn't have been possible without her. Renu has been monitoring. How long have you been involved in the dump now? 5 years?
Yeah, I think. So, I thought it was 3, but actually it's more like 5.
At least 4, 3 to 5 years. And as you can see, that she has got no problems getting dirty. She took off her chappals and gave it to the technician, who I still don't understand why he came without chappals.
But no chappals.
He had soap to clean himself, but no chappals. So this is something I'll be taking up with Igor about how he could send someone to go to a dump without slippers. Okay, sorry.
I think after today you will remember.
Definitely, yeah. And for all of you folks listening out there, we may need to repeat this test, and lab tests are expensive. So please be generous and continue to fund us. We are very, very grateful for your financial support. And okay, thank you. This has Bindu signing off.
Like full explanation of what
like a summary.
The sample.
A summary.
Okay, so today we went to the dump, and thanks to Tony for falling into a dumpy swamp, we got some very deep samples of filth, which we're going to analyze. Sham took 5 samples, I think, in different areas of the bog. Then we decided to find where there was closest water, so we came downhill 1 kilometer from the dump. We're actually just on the other side of the airport here. And we found out that there's a well that is 225 feet, 65 meters deep. And the good man helped us take water samples so we can see if there's any heavy metals, any mercury, and any poochies because of the dump in the water. So that's what we were doing, all of us, here today.
So what are you doing with the samples?
Now he's going to be taking them to environmental monitoring services. As you can see, the quintessential moment of transaction has arrived.